Recording has now started. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Damon. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cross-Community Working Group on Use of Conscientiosity Managers TLD's meeting on the 18th of December 2014. On the call today, we have Annabeth Lang, Ron Sherwood, Heather Forrest, and Carlos Gutierrez. We've received apologies from Yung-Gilm Lee, Laura Hutchinson, Enama Lee, and Liana Tariq. And from staff, we have Bart Buswinkle, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Nancy Perlin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Heather.
Thank you very much, Natalie. This is Heather Forrest. Welcome, everyone. As Annabeth has very rightfully pointed out, we're very slim on numbers today. I don't know how much we're going to accomplish. Carlos, are you with us?
No, Heather, he's not here. The operator is dialing out to him.
Got it. Okay, very good. And Bart, you are with us, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and Lars as well.
Marvelous. And do we? We don't have Marika today. So that's right.
No. It's I'll make a suggestion in a little while, but let's get started first.
Very good. All right. And we haven't. Marvelous. Carlos has called.
I can hear you now through a phone line. Thank you very much.
Hi, Carlos. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
So I need to ask a question here to Annabeth and Carlos. We haven't had a chair call, so we haven't really decided who runs the show today. I'm more than happy for you guys to do it. If you'd rather I do, just let me know.
I think it's marvelous that you run it. And just
exactly.
Ask for help from us if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that then. So we've done item number one on our agenda. Item number two is the confirmation of the letter submission to the GAC. I'll say something to this, and then Bart, I'll turn to you. And Lars, you can pipe in as well. So our letter went to the GNSO council meeting, which took place on the 11th of December. And I sent around an email immediately after the meeting. I was asked to give a brief explanation as to the purpose of the letter, and no objection was expressed to its submission to the GAC. So that was a positive outcome. And Bart, I believe you had the same outcome in the CCNSO, is that right?
Yes, we did. And I sent out an email right after the council call to the email list as well, with the same result, so no objection. And the CCNSO council will submit its own letter in conjunction.
Good, that was a question we all had, so thank you for confirming that, Bart. I suppose what remains now is for us to submit the letter. It goes to the email address that's been specified by the GAC sub-working group. An email address has been created for that purpose. And the letter is signed by the four co-chairs, I suppose, on behalf of the entire cross-constituency working group.
Yeah.
And I suppose now it's simply the mechanics of who sends the email.
Yes, and it's either, say, it could be one of you, or we could do it, say as staff on behalf of you as co-chair. So it's more a matter of if you want to do it, that's fine. But we need to ensure that somebody does it.
Agreed.
Annabeth speaking here. I think it's better that it comes from you, Bart, since it's from the both groups.
That's fine.
Yes.
Is that okay for you, Heather? Carlos?
Yes.
I think that's fine. And I suppose what would the record keeping, Bart, would be if you CC the list.
Yes.
the CWG, then that gives us all a record of what's taken place.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. So in that sense, I can do both, because I will submit I will submit on behalf of the council as well. So, so later today, I'll submit both letters.
That's fine. Good. Any further questions, issues, discussion in relation to the letter? If not, we'll move on from that agenda item. No? All right. Number three is a big one. And we only have a handful. This is our missing co-chair's call as opposed to the group call. Review of issues raised by the study group. This, of course, is the bulk of the work that was undertaken by the study group over the 18 months or so that it was in operation. This is really the meat of our work and where we're behind, in a sense, in that really this was slated at least to begin in our meeting in LA, and that was taken up largely by discussion around the GAC sub-working group's proposal. So here we are, and we only have four people on the call, five. Ron, thank you very much for being here, I have to say. And I'm at a loss for what to do, to be honest. This is my concern. I don't mean to stand on the soapbox again on this, but my concern is that when the work gets tough, we had this in the study group as well, the folks pulling the oars disappeared, and difficult questions are about to be asked and ultimately need answers, and we need participation for that to be truly representative. This is, you know, even more so now as a cross-constituency working group than we did as a study group, we need to have participation, and I don't know how we fix this problem.
Heather, this is Bart. I fully agree, and at the same time, I think that would say with the number of participation now, we have a bit of an issue. On the other side, I know, and say I'm as a staff person, I'm involved in the two major streams right now. That's accountability and stewardship transition, and there is what we notice is there is a lot of fatigue over in those work streams or those projects as well, these processes. Mm-hmm. So it and as we are getting closer, and I think this the timing of these calls right now is not very optimal, so my suggestion would be is to send out a not even a doodle poll, but set a date somewhere in the second week or maybe third week of January, second week, and then have another call just before the Singapore meeting in order to catch up what we left behind. I mean, effectively, that means we just lost one meeting.
This is Heather. Bart, I appreciate what you're saying. And, of course, given that it is the time of year that it is, and we're all exhausted after a busy year and still trying to catch up from L.A. and whatnot, and as you say, there are these very big work streams going on at the same time, I can understand that. I suppose my only concern is that I fear when we come to the end of this process that we have unhappy parties and the parties that can participate in.
And maybe reiterate, and it could be an email from you as co-chairs, say reiterate your fear in that email, in a more polite way, of course, but reiterate, say people need to attend, otherwise this important topic, although it's not very sexy, but this important topic loses traction, and we don't know what will happen. And then something like the letter itself to the GAC becomes valueless.
Mm-hmm. Bart, I agree. Annabeth, you were about to say something?
Yes. Yes, I agree on the way you say about to try to get their attention. And is it possible that we could try to formulate a few questions about these issues? Because they have we have to be sure that they read it and come back with their concerns in time for the next meeting. Have they really read it at all?
What we did, and this is again a good one. Say in the previous, in preparation of the previous call, we formulated some questions.
Yeah. Can you send them again?
Yeah. Lars, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a very good approach. It's a very simple approach, and I read through the not just as a suggestion. I read through the through the rule 3 here again that's up on the screen yesterday, and I'm wondering, I might, if that's okay with the group, prepare a little summary of this and try to condense it a little bit, so it might be easier for people to read through it. And also might be easier to pull out the exact issues that we want to deal with. And for the GAC, maybe we should send them a just another official letter to the subgroup. I'm sorry, with questions, so we do make sure that the letter has been read and they know what issues we are concerned with.
Lars, quick question on that. This is Heather. Procedurally, I don't know if we can round the troops and get all the approvals or non-objections that we need to send something further to the GAC, given that we'd have to do that by the 31st of December. I mean, let's say through the formal comment process. I don't think there's anything wrong with communicating with the GAC outside of that comment process around the proposal. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, that's what I meant. We could even maybe, procedurally, I mean, Bart will be more versed in this, but maybe we could, you know, we said we invited them in the letter to join us for a joint face-to-face in Singapore, so we maybe could figure out, we just invite them and say, and these are some of the questions we'd like to discuss with you.
This is Heather. I think that's a good approach. I think we need to, our meeting in Singapore needs to be as structured as possible. I don't want to go back through another 45-minute version of what the GAC subgroup proposal is. I think we need to be quite focused. I think if we don't maximize that face-to-face meeting, we will indeed have lost momentum on this.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think that's a significant work product that needs to happen between now and Singapore, is devising a rock-solid agenda for Singapore with, as you suggest, Lars, with questions not only for the GAC, frankly, but for us.
So effectively... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, yeah. This is Carlos. Thank you. I'm trying to pull out a mail here that Tom Dale sent in the name of Thomas Schneider, where there is a list of working groups or leads, they call it. From the GRAC side, they sent this list to Mason Cole just a few days ago, telling him that. I see a shift of responsibility from GRAC side. They are trying to put too much responsibility on the GNSO liaison, and I was trying to pull this out and see who is the person here. I have it here. No, but it's only on the second level. Protection of geographic names. Again, the name is Olga Cavalli. And as I mentioned the last time, we already have a problem from the start. We talk about use of geographic names, and she in her position talks about protection of geographic names. I think we have to go straight to a contact with Olga Cavalli and Mason Cole, to try to find to sort this thing out. Otherwise, the worst scenario that you just described, Heather, will happen.
Now, the interesting part is Olga is subscribed to this list. So what might be useful, say, following on what Lars's suggestion, is to send out again a clarification to the subgroup, because they were invited to attend all meetings anyway.
Uh-huh.
That we send out a kind of summary and a list of questions around the country and territory names, and a summary or a section from the report itself, and send them, so it's very clear what we're talking about as a follow-up. And as an invite to participate in this work, because that's part of the letter anyway, and that's what we discussed at the LA meeting.
This is Annabeth. I agree about, and Carlos, it's really important that Olga, especially Olga, understands what we are doing here. But they haven't read the letter from us yet. So we try to explain this in the letter. And I think it's an excellent idea to also to formulate some questions from the report to really focus on the problem issues in it, so they are really clear about what we are doing and what they are doing.
The letter should be sent directly to Olga and to Mason Cole to see if there is... If we have lost connection totally with the GAC, or if we still have any type of connection with them.
Hey, Carlos, you mean the letter that, say, been adopted or no objection from both the CCNSO and GNSO Council?
The initial basis, yes, not just the letter we just discussed, the initial communication that we want to see together.
This is Heather.
The one previous to the letter.
Yeah.
We're discussing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Heather, go ahead.
My concern with this is if we draft a list of questions to the GAC, I mean, at the end of the day, we have chartering organizations and we have a mandate that we're supposed to fill. And my fear is that by drafting a list of questions for the GAC, we're putting our own work as, I don't know, I fear that our own work becomes secondary. At the end of the day, we answer to two of the supporting organizations of ICANN. So I don't want necessarily, I see what we're trying to do, that we're trying to have the GAC participate in our group, and the elephant in the room is that we don't want the GAC subgroup to come up with outcome X and our group to come out with outcome Y. Realistically, government isn't going to participate in a meaningful way in our group. And I don't think, that's a diplomatic issue and a political issue, and it's not one that we can overcome here. I think the best that we can do is we continue with our work. We continue with it as openly and openly is the right word. As openly as possible, we communicate back to the GAC, not just the subgroup of this working group, but indeed the working group, the chair of the working group on new GTLDs, future new GTLD rounds, is Peter Nettlefold. And he needs to be briefed in this as well. Because he has the ultimate responsibility, if you like. He's the ultimate lead of that working group. I think we go back to them and we say, this is where we are. This is what we are doing. This is what we've decided. At every opportunity, we remind them of what the scope of our work is. To whatever degree we feel comfortable to do so, we can express discomfort with the...
Ooh, who's dropped off?
Sure,
Carlos?
No, I'm here.
Annabeth did. Annabeth dropped off.
Ah. He'll dial back in.
Well. No, she,
may
she
it make...
seems to be...
Yeah.
We have to call her again.
Natalie is already dialing.
I see Annabeth's comment. Carlos, Bart, what are your Lars? What are your thoughts here? I mean, I don't want our work to sit in the back.
No, I fully agree, and I think thinking about it, the first step is the submission to the GAC subgroup.
Yep.
That needs to be done ASAP. Plus the council, the CCNSO council statement on the same subject.
Yeah.
I think, given, say, where we are, is once this is done, Heather, and Carlos and Annabeth, I hope Annabeth can hear me, is that you send, say, once you've received it, send a copy in person to Peter Nettlefold and copying Olga of the same letter, and at the same time invite them to participate and reiterate the invitation to participate in the work of this cross-community working group.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we set the stage for them to participate in this group again, as we did before. And once this is done, then say closer to the next meeting, because I agree with you, Heather, we shouldn't say they need to be treated special, but not too special, is that we compile, say, we extract, as Lars suggested, the section from the study group report, in particular page 25 and next, plus the questions, and send it round to not just, say, send it round to the working group itself to focus them, but also, yeah, to the sub-working group of the GAC, and invite them again to participate in the call of the... Of the working group and ask them to participate in the meeting in and because it will be discussed in the meeting in Singapore as well.
Mm-hmm. This is Heather. I agree with that. I think the unknown in this process is what the response will be to the feedback that the subgroup receives on its proposal. So the proposal as we know it now may well, and indeed I hope it does, change in some way in response to the feedback that's been received. So I don't want us to assume that the position as it is now is a static one. What I would really like, and whether it's even possible, is to, when that feedback is received and collated and this sort of thing, I hope that there would be another update. I know that's at least in the thinking, is that one of the things that will happen in Singapore is that the GAC sub-working group will provide an update to the community on its then-current thinking in light of the feedback that's been received. That would be an interesting topic of discussion. I don't want our work now. I think the letter was an excellent means of opening lines of communication and clarifying points. I think it achieves a number of goals. I don't want now our work to be all about the GAC subgroup, because we cannot participate in that process to the extent that we've now done, and they can't, for all sorts of political and diplomatic reasons, meaningfully participate in what we're doing.
Heather, I fully agree with your first statement. I doubt around the second one. say, if I, again, if I look, I think they don't want, say, for various reasons, they, it was not on their radar screen. And it's probably a matter of persuading them to participate in this one, even showing them it is open, point one, and secondly, that, say, work in the country and territory names area is continuing.
Mm-hmm. Bart, I hear you. This is Heather. But my understanding is that GAC members are not in a position to participate as GAC members in cross-constituency working groups because there's a concern about are they speaking on behalf of the GAC, are they speaking on behalf of themselves, and this sort of thing. So hence, they're
Heather,
really in observer-type positions.
No, Heather, it's and that's the good thing about the, say, the accountability process and the stewardship process. They participate actively. They know, what they do know is they cannot represent and that's the clarity that they I think they needed. They do not participate as a as representative of the GAC, but only as a person who sits on the GAC. So it's not the GAC view you get, it's the individual person's view, or say, not even from the government, but at least a thinking. And it works reasonably well in say, the stewardship process. And they've done so in the past. Yeah. Hi, Annabeth, you're back.
Hi, yeah, I'm back. So I listened to what you said now, and I think you're right, Bart, but I think the main thing is to get them to be here, either as an observer or whatever, and they hear what we are talking about, and they get a grasp on what's our part of this work, and then they can bring it back to the subgroup, so they at least know what we are doing and what's our mandate. So,
yes.
But we have invited Olga, and it's very difficult to get her to come to the group.
This is Carlos. Olga has been assigned these direct responsibility according to this list by Thomas Schneider, and she is the person who drafted the position by the GAC, and she is a GAC co-chair. So she only Thomas Schneider is higher in the food chain in the GAC. So I think we have to go ahead, send the letter. Copy the letter to Olga, Thomas Schneider, Peter Niedelfold, and Mason Cole, and push for the dates. Push for the dates in January and before Singapore. I don't know if we're going to have two dates or only one, and prepare the stage. This is the only thing.
Yeah.
We lost Annabeth because it's not me.
Oh, Heather. Heather, what's Heather?
Or we lost both.
Bart, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. After all that, I'm sitting here talking to myself. You didn't lose me, I promise. I just lost myself.
No, it's clear. Go ahead.
Just chattering away to myself. No big deal. Look, I agree. I agree with everything that's been said. I think we proceed on that basis. Lars, I like your idea of the summary of not module 3, deliverable 3. And I would like to think that what we include in that summary is, in addition to those questions, I think the questions that we looked at in LA were helpful, but what I would like to see is a sort of two-line summary of here is what we need to achieve at this phase in our work plan. We're looking at the idea of a framework and whether or not a framework is possible, and we have as a basis for that decision the work of the study group. Some sort of articulation like that that somehow expresses the importance of what we're now trying to do, and indeed the complexity. But if we advertise too much the complexity, everyone will run screaming. But I think everything that's, I agree with everything that's been said. I think it's a good idea. And I think we continue our work. We do so with transparency. We do so openly. We invite the GAC. We invite all members, not just members of the subgroup, and say anyone with an interest in this issue, the table is here, and we hope you'll join the discussion.
Yeah. And as a first step, say, after submission, you send, say, you know, Heather, or yeah, probably it's easier for you, Heather, as you're in the same time zone, send a letter on behalf of the co-chairs directly informing Peter Nettlefold and Olga of the submission and inviting them to participate again.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think that's
sensible. That's a good idea.
Well, look, with that in mind, one thing then to be determined before we do that is our next agenda item, which is meeting schedule. We need to, but before I write to Peter and Olga, it would be helpful to know, you know, to say our next meeting will take place on X date. It may be hard to set that date at this point in time when we don't really have anyone on the call. I'd like to be able to say, please put this in your diary.
Heather, that's a good thing of benign dictatorship if nobody's on the call.
Fair enough.
Annabeth here. Should we try a new doodle later today, Bart?
I wouldn't do, say, you could do, say, the most important one is probably the week you want to do it. Given, say, the, so, if you want to have two meetings before the Singapore meeting, say the only feasible way of doing it is having a call in the week of the 12th until the 16th of January, and somewhere in the week of Groundhog Day until the 6th of February. So that's the 2nd of February until the 6th. Otherwise, you run into, say, people traveling. But you can do it, say the second call needs to be in the week of the 2nd till the 6th of February. Then you can do, say, either a call in the week of the 19th until the 23rd of January, or from the 12th until the 16th of January. My advice would be to do the week of the 19th or 23rd, because everyone will go. First of all, some will still be on holidays, especially the Southern Hemisphere, closer, say, in the week of 12 until the 16th. But that week will be completely filled up with calls around the transition proposal.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So it's in the week of the 19th until the 23rd of... That's January, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. 19th until the 23rd. And I think, in principle, this date, Thursday the 22nd or Wednesday the 21st, and that's more dependent on your agenda than anything else, is a nice one. So what is, say, or even the Tuesday, the 20th?
Bob, this is Lars. Just very quickly, if we do the second call on the week of the 6th, probably a week too late because we're starting on Saturday the 7th. So on the people, the 4th.
Oh yeah, I'm flying out on the 6th, and it's the ICANN meeting itself is 7th. So yeah, if you want to do it that week, it needs to be Tuesday. If you want to have a second call, or you can do it one in the week of the 19th until the 23rd and the 26th until the 30th. So two consecutive weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I was also floating the idea whether we could actually make not a doodle poll for just two calls, but rather have it. As a general time and date, and that would give something that Heather would say we have something in the agenda, and see whether we want to maybe move week on every 2 weeks, and try to fix a date and then maybe alternate the time so that somebody has morning calls and then next time the person has an evening call.
I think that's outstanding. I think to the extent that we have a regular rotation that we know when it is, it's the whatever, the first and third Tuesday and it's this or this, I think that's a brilliant idea. And that way we don't, I think Carlos has been stung with bad time zones twice now, and I've had decent time zones now for twice, so it's more than fair that we switch this around.
Sounds about, yes, I agree.
I'd be happy to put a doodle together and
Yeah, but limited to my advice is limited to the co-chairs initially, and then have benign dictatorship. because if you use a rotational basis, say, and that's the experience we had, say, in some of the other groups, and you see it right now with the accountability working cross-community working group as well, people will fold into it. But I agree, say, either you need to have set dates, because then it's easier to pen them into the agenda or the schedule.
Okay.
And I suppose this is the benefit of the two co-chairs is, you know, to the extent that it's a day that you simply can't attend or the timing is poor or whatever, then we fall back and rely on other co-chairs.
Yeah.
And I think this is the right approach. I do. And then we get into a regular rhythm as well.
Yeah.
Well, good. Lars, are you happy to take that on?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all. I have to drop it down already.
That's smart.
Just one question. What's your availability in the week of the 19th until the 23rd?
I'm pretty open the whole week.
As am I.
Yeah. So maybe
Annabelle, can you repeat that part? Which week?
19th January until the 23rd of January.
Yeah. Yes, it's okay for me.
One thing we could do, can we agree in principle on a day of the week? And then we say that whatever it is, the first and third Tuesday or something like this. Is there a day of the week that suits? We have the three co-chairs on the phone now. If there's a day of the week that doesn't suit, and then we work around that basis. So I hate to plan an entire year just on the basis of the week of the 19th of January.
Yeah.
If we work more in principle.
I think and then revisit this item again in Singapore. But you need to get into Singapore and say, my suggestion would be at least two readings. So would Tuesday work for everybody?
Yes.
Tuesday's fine with me.
Most of the time, yes.
It depends what you call Tuesday. Tuesday. Australia Tuesday is my Monday, but I would be fine. My Monday late afternoon is Australia in the morning, and it's Annabeth's evening somehow. That's my arithmetic, but it would work, yes.
And your Tuesday and my Wednesday is fine too, so.
Yeah. So that, say Lars, can you say, I think on the basis of that, say the Tuesday the 20th and maybe even Tuesday the 3rd, would already be good.
Yeah, I think that would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Ron indicated, he starts traveling on the 4th of February.
Mm-hmm.
But so that would mean, say my guess is people really start traveling on Wednesday the 4th to Singapore. So on the 3rd would be good, so the 20th and the 3rd, that's a matter of timing. And Carlos, what is your preferred time? Because you've been...
if we can do it a few hours earlier than today, it but then I don't know how much it affects the Europeans, Annabeth. I don't know what time do you have right now. Is it early morning for you, Annabeth?
It's six in the morning now.
Oh, yuck.
Yes, but this is fine for me. This is normal for me, or I don't know how many hours Annabeth sleeps.
6 is okay.
7 hours earlier, or this one. This one is fine with me, really. This is still reasonable for me.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's one, and then say maybe do that on the 3rd, and maybe on the 20th. What is your morning, Carlos?
No, for me the your 3rd is fine. It would be the late evening of the 2nd for me, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I think the 3rd is a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We can repeat it the 3rd week of January and the 1st week of February. We can repeat this call if we do it between Monday and Tuesday. I don't know if I'm clear.
Yeah, so the 3rd at the same time, and maybe on the Tuesday we do it late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So Heather, you gonna bear the brunt of that call?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just looking at the time. So 7 a.m. Costa Rica time is then sort of, it's midday Europe and it's midnight my time.
Yeah.
So that would be okay. Then nobody's between, say, 1 and 6 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's aim for that then. That works out to be 1300 UTC.
Yeah, that's 2 p.m. our time. So, yeah.
And everybody would be on the same calendar day.
Yeah, on the 20th. Yeah. So that's Tuesday, the 20th of January.
Well, I'll start in the same calendar day, Carlos, but as soon as we get going, I'm in tomorrow. So I'm always in tomorrow, Carlos. Always tomorrow where I live.
And would it be good to have a co-chair call the week before?
Fine,
in
with me
January,
as well.
Mm-hmm. In January, you mean?
Yeah, the 13th.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's okay with me.
The 13th. Yeah, that's okay.
And again, the time?
I think that if the time is fine, if you keep it like Heather said, that it's between, so we don't use the middle hours at night for anyone. If we can do that, that would be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends who is the evening person, who is the morning person.
That's true. Or a night person.
Yeah.
So
the 13th as well.
We can make a doodle with the 3 dates, because the doodle is so good at calculating the hours. That's what I like about that.
It is. You're right.
So we were looking forward to January 13th for the chairs, and then January 20th and February 2nd to 3rd. That's what
I wrote
down.
And it's say January the 3rd UTC, so then you can calculate back, and depends a bit on the UTC time whether you're on Monday or on Wednesday.
Yeah,
exactly. The doodle pool is very smart there.
Yeah. We learned something from it, didn't we?
Better than the survey monkey.
All right. Good. Well, that's progress, right? That's positive. we need to discuss today.
Face-to-face meeting.
Face-to-face meeting, yeah.
Yeah, in Singapore.
It's not so much the agenda, but the timing. I say with Christina, I've been working on the premise we want to meet with the GAC. We want to do it early in the week, and we want to have 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope we'll be able to schedule it from Monday afternoon from 12:15 local time until 1:45, in order to avoid as much as possible overlap in the afternoon with the accountability working group. Because that group will meet in the afternoon as well for a 3-hour session.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday is a very bad day given the session, or say a lot of CCNs or working groups are already starting, and most of the CC members who will not be on the working groups will arrive on Sunday. So that's a bad day, and you have the GNSO council meetings anyway on Saturday and Sunday, and Thursday morning is bad timing. And the good thing about Monday as well is, as far as I know, but Carlos, please confirm, it's not truly a working day for the GAC.
Yes. Normally they have the Monday open to participate in the public meetings, etc.
Yeah. So the suggestion will be Sunday, 12:15, and then running for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you said Sunday or Monday?
No, so Monday, sorry.
Monday.
It's too early for me. I'm an evening person.
Okay, that's fine.
Bart, I think that's perfect. Really perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it needs to be confirmed, but that's what we aimed for.
Very good. When will we have confirmation, Bart?
I hope this week, because the staff needed to fill in the forms this week. But look, I'm not the one filling in the forms. I'm not very good in filling in forms.
Well, that's fine.
Natalie, do you know when we get any confirmation back? But I know there is a lot of movement around.
Sorry, but no, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's written in the stars.
We'll see. If Santa brings us a 12:15 Monday meeting, then we've all been good.
Yeah, but that's, at least that's the goal, say, based on the previous conversation. So I think, say, if that could, say, look, we can always have parallel sessions. The only real risk is that we run into, high topics, and which will attract a lot of people, and there will be in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still think we'll be better than Thursday morning, because we were getting nowhere.
Absolutely.
Good. Marvelous. Anything else we need to do in our last meeting for 2014? No. Excellent. Well, everyone have a wonderful holiday. Our next meeting now, we booked in for the 13th of January for the co-chairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Good.
And
Lars, you have a few things on your to-do list now. You have the high-level summary, and if you need any help from us, you just shout.
Right.
And Bart, you're working with the stars on our next meeting timetable. Face-to-face.
And the second one is that I will submit the letter on behalf of the co-chairs. And say, Heather, you will contact Peter Natter for copying in Olga and send them and invite them at the same time to participate in the working group. Again, I'll reiterate the invitation.
I will do.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see if we can close. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Nice have a
thank
lovely
you.
Holiday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
thank
have
you.
A nice
bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.